I'm Gabe Ortiz, afternoon host at WIPR. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make the live streams like this one more difficult to maintain. Stand up for public media and help fortify WIPR's future. Find out more and donate at WIPR.org. Thank you.
And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. June is Pride Month in Baltimore and for a lot of other cities. For the 50th year, the Baltimore LGBTQ plus community will celebrate in a variety of events across the city, including the Pride Parade on June 14th. This Friday night, the excellent choir at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Mount Vernon will present a poignant oratorio by Craig Hella Johnson called Considering Matthew Shepard. Matthew Shepard was a 20-year-old college student who was beaten and tortured in Laramie, Wyoming in 1998. He died 6 days after he was attacked. His death brought national attention to legislative efforts to punish hate crimes. Here's an excerpt from Craig Hella Johnson's oratorio in which Matthew reads from his diary.
I am funny, sometimes forgetful, and messy and lazy. I am not a lazy person, though. I am giving and understanding and formal and polite. I am sensitive, I am honest, I am sincere, and I am not a pest. I am my own person, I am warm. I want my life to be happy, and I want to be clearer about things. I want to feel good.
Beautiful music. Christian Lane joins me here in Studio B. He is the director of music at Emmanuel Church. He'll be leading the choir and a chamber orchestra in a performance of Considering Matthew Shepard on Friday night. Christian, it's good to see you.
Hey, Tom. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
This is a beautiful piece. Craig is a friend of both of ours. He's a lovely guy. And this is, you know, very, very powerful music. Matthew Shepard, you know, that story just, you know, gripped the nation, gripped the world because it was so horrible.
Absolutely.
But this piece really, gets to the meat of the matter, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a real journey in music. Like, it's a modern passion oratorio, as you laid out, where we're not only introduced to Matthew as a person, but also told the story in all of its gut-wrenching horror, but also the hope that can transcend such tragedy as we move through this piece of music that just touches with so many different touch points. Like, the variety of musical styles within this piece really can speak to almost any audience and have people feel connected.
Yeah, I mean, the very beginning of the piece starts with a sort of takeoff on a prelude by Sebastian Bach.
Exactly.
And then there's all sorts of different musical styles. Let's listen to another little clip. This is called Keep It Away From Me, which is kind of a bluesy movement. This is, again, from the oratorio Considering Matthew Shepard.
Don't want to look on this. Never get near. Too raw for me, grief too deep. Keep it away from me.
Is it a challenge to, you know, switch styles sometimes really dramatically in the course of the same piece for your singers, for your players in your orchestra, and for you as a conductor?
I think it can be at times, but I think that I'm really blessed to work with such phenomenal artists in my choir and within the musician community here in Baltimore, and they are immensely adaptable. And we have some people who sing in our choir regularly who also sing blues at Andy Music and or down at the jazz clubs. So for them to be able to step forward and kind of show that side of themselves in our context, in which in a way they don't normally get to do, is also a special opportunity for them as artists, but also for our community to be able to see the different facets of their artistry.
And, you know, I know a little bit about choral music. I was in that, in that racket for a while. And I have to say that the choir at Emmanuel is just one of the finest choirs I have ever heard in anywhere in the United States.
Thank you for that. That's kind.
It's a really, really excellent musical ensemble. And this is something that the church is certainly very much behind. And you have, you know, yourself done so much work over the years. What's the trick to putting together a choir? It's a little late for me to know this now, but I mean, what has been your approach that has, you know, resulted in, you know, it's just such a fine, fine ensemble.
Well, our community at Emmanuel Episcopal Church is really devoted towards great art and great music, and they have been throughout their history. One of the conversations that I had when I came to Baltimore 5 years ago was like, how do we best live into this? And we decided that we were going to invest in building the choir that you now know. And that not only takes financial resources, but it takes a will and a desire to open our doors and to share God's love through music with our community. And so anybody who walks through our door hopefully is experiencing great art, but is also a part of our community. And that's part of our mission and ministry in the world.
And we should mention to people, this is a fully professional ensemble. These are people who are compensated to getting into this choir as hard as can be because the competition is very intense. It's not huge. It's not hundreds of people.
No, we're 16 or 20, depending on the show. We offer such a wide breadth of artistic expression over the course of the year, singing everything from Palestrina to Bach to considering Matthew Shepard a modern choral piece. I think it really attracts the best singers in the city, and I'm glad to say that we do have many of the best singers in the city.
Let's listen to another excerpt from Considering Matthew Shepard. This comes in the kind of the middle of the oratorio. This is called Fire of the Ancient Part.
How do we keep these flames in our hands? How do we guard these fears in our hearts? How long to hold these griefs in our songs? Remembering anger, weeping with hope. Remembering exile, braided with praise. Longing past war, longing past dread. Dreaming of healing past all our pain.
Excerpt from Craig Hella Johnson's Considering Matthew Shepard, a beautiful oratorio. We should mention this isn't your choir singing. This is actually
right.
A choir that Craig
yeah.
put together down in Austin, Texas. Given the current climate about diversity, equity, and inclusion, mm-hmm. And the current hostility to members of the LGBTQ plus community from the current administration, it seems to give extra impetus and extra poignancy to singing this music, having a Pride Festival at all, even at this particular cultural moment, doesn't it?
No question. I mean, for us as a community at Emmanuel, we really minister to the LGBT plus community in this city. And for us, it is incredibly important that we include a program for Pride on our series. And in this piece, like, we not only confront the horrific nature of this event, this beating, the horror that comes from that, but also think about and experience the magical hope that can transcend such a horrible event.
Christian Lane will conduct the Emmanuel Choir and a Chamber Orchestra in a performance of Considering Matthew Shepard. It's Friday night, 7:30 at the Emmanuel Church in Mount Vernon. Thank you, Christian, and break a leg.
Thank you, Tom.
The concert on Friday is one of many events marking Pride Month in our area. Libraries in Anne Arundel County will host a series of Rainbow Family Story Times throughout the month. Brown Memorial Church up in Bolton Hill will host a concert by the drag queen artist Flamey Grant on June 30th, and the Pride Parade, as I mentioned, is on June 14th, and the following day there's a big Pride Festival in Druid Hill Park. We'll have a link to more events on our website, wypr.org/midday. That's it for us today. Tomorrow it's Midday on Sports. Fresh Air is next at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You're tuned to 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station.